Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice. We will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Because we're leaning and depending on Him. We're leaning on the fact that God is in control. We're relaxing, letting go, and letting His good come forth. And whose good is that? Is the Almighty God. Hallelujah. The one that's God all by Himself. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His most holy name. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministry, Daughters of God. And it's tea time with Jesus and me and my friends. Hallelujah. All my friends are the sons and daughters of God, the children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord this morning. I am eternally grateful to God for His love, His kindness, His protection, His mercy, His grace, His love, His long-suffering. I am eternally grateful for His healing. Oh, my God. All His comfort, His joy. Oh, bless His name this morning. Oh, I thank Him, and I am eternally grateful. And I thank Him for the opportunity that He has allowed me to come into Your presence. I thank You for tuning in. God is a good God. He's kind. He's merciful, long-suffering. Oh, my God. Our God, there is no God but our God. Hallelujah. Besides Him, there is none other. Glory, hallelujah. I can just stay there for a moment. Glory, glory, glory. I pray that you are having a wonderful day today. I mean a stress-free day today. Oh, God, a day that you're so sure of God. And He has just taken your faith just to another level in Him. Hallelujah. Another place that you know without a doubt He's God and that He loves you. Oh, glory be to His name. No matter what He takes you through, He's there with you, giving you strength and power to endure and glorify Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Honor Him. Hallelujah. God is good. We're grateful. So grateful. But we're just going to go into prayer and read our scriptures this morning. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Our scriptures that's just going to encourage us in the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. We glorify you. We magnify you. For it's midday where we are. Hallelujah. Morning someplace else. Evening somewhere. But we are all on one accord right now. This moment. And we're giving you glory. And we're blessing your most holy name. And we're thanking you for your kindness, dear God. Thanking you for your long suffering. Thanking you, Almighty God, for your protection and your direction. Thank you for your provision, most holy God. Thank you for your healing, Almighty God, and the manifestation of your promises in our lives. My God, we give you glory in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the Son of the living God. Oh, we glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for how you make ways out of no way. We thank you for how you open your eyes and you see Almighty God. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. We thank you that your ears hear us when we call. Almighty God, we give you glory. Thank you for where we're weak. Mighty God, you're strong. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for help from the sanctuary. Oh, glorious God. Thank you for how you're daily bearing our burdens. Glory. What a benefit, Almighty God. you for it. We thank you for the understanding, Almighty God. Glory, glory, glory. We thank you for how you surround us as the mountains surround Jerusalem. So does the Lord our God surround those that have faith and trust in him. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our Father, our Father, our Father, our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We thank you that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for moving clouds, cloudiness from our thinking and our eyes and our ears. We thank you that we hear your voice. We hunger for your presence, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We bathe and bask in your love, Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for meeting me. Oh, God, thank you for traveling mercy. Thank you for peace on the job. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for touching doctors' hearts and minds, giving them a heart of compassion. All those who have authority over others, let them have a heart of compassion, Almighty God, in the name. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We exalt you. In the name of Yeshua, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. We just plead the blood of Jesus over every situation, every circumstance, all over our homes, our apartments, wherever we put our feet, we plead the blood of Jesus. Yes, we do. Over our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, over our cars, homes, our properties, hallelujah, over us, inside and out, inside and out. Hallelujah, yes, we plead the blood of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. We plead the blood. We plead the blood of our hands, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No place in our life that the blood of Jesus is not covering. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. No place and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you that the manifestation of God's word is in our lives. For he said, he sent, I am the God that healeth thee. And he sent his word and he healed his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. Oh, we thank the Lord for how he cleansed us from all unrighteousness. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Word, thought, and deed, Almighty God. Thoughts that we have allowed to linger into our minds, our hearts too long. Ask that you purge it out and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, replace it with holiness and righteousness, Almighty God. Fill us up, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, Almighty God. Stay the hand of evil, Almighty God. Ramada Sikuradu Shekha. For this is the day that the Lord God has made. And we are more and more aware of your holy presence. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Well, you know, on this side of the week, hallelujah, we're just encouraging each other to one. Make time for God. The middle of the day, you have coffee or tea. It's so long ago. So much has happened. And so much understanding has come about. Oh, it's just good to encourage one another to make time. for God. Just make time, and you can do it on your job. You can do it. So we're learning to make time for God. Just that sweet, sweet welcome, sweet, sweet presence. Hallelujah. And we can do it on the job. We can walk away from the cooler conversations and gathering at the desk or our 5-minute break and just stop and inhale and look up to heaven and bless his name. Have a little pout, a little package or a little booklet with scriptures in it and just take a moment to encourage yourself in the Lord. Yes, to hear his voice. We are still looking because there are those of us, this is a two-part goal. We're encouraging each other, those who are in their 70s and older or 60s, and come to a place that, what have I done? Or there's something that God is bringing back up that you thought about years ago and you totally forgot about it, and not, but you think that I can't do that now, not where I am. If I knew then what I know now, I would do it. But guess what? You know now what you didn't know then. You can do it. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. If he has brought that back to you, he's saying to you, he's saying to me, you can do it. He said, is anything too hard for me? And we have to say, no, Lord. But we need to have a relationship. We need to say, not my will, but thine will be done. We need to understand what we're thinking and planning. God's will, God's plan, and God's time, and God's way. Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, so much can happen. But God knew about all this. He knew where he was going to place you in life. He knew the tears. He knew everything. There is nothing that he did not know about you, about us. But he still called you into the earth to accomplish a task for him. That's why you're here. That's why I'm here. Okay? So let's ask him to clear the field and give us understanding and thank him for the ability, the intellect, the anointing to accomplish the task. Amen? Nothing is too hard for God. Is anything too hard for me? And we say, no, no, hallelujah. You can do all things. Oh, yeah. Now, come to our scripture. Psalm 1. Study this, son. It is so, it will make you absolutely shout when you understand and how it coincides with what we're talking about and the plans that we're now saying, okay, God, I hear you, how to do it. We're not, and it says, blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Hear this. Not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. You can shout right there. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Mm-hmm. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft, which the wind driveth away. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to go over to Jeremiah. Now listen, listen, listen. Listen what the Lord said. I like the Bible. There are some Bibles, and I have one. Everything that God was saying in God's voice is in red, okay? Here is what Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Mm-hmm. Isn't that good? Isn't that just sweet and kind? Hallelujah. But now, you know, I go to 2 Chronicles 11, and I'll remind you while we're waiting and here to hear from the Lord, and there are things that we can do. Yes. And here is what it says there again. I wish you had a Bible where what God is saying is in red. It really, really can bring out. And you just don't, it's not just words. You're realizing God is speaking. And God said this, listen, he said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? It sure is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's in Philippians 2:12-13. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Can we say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Oh, and his word is so good. One of my favorite scriptures, and this is the prayer. Listen. Colossians 1:9-15. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. That was the 9 through 14. I just said. But he said, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Oh my God, hallelujah, it's so sweet. As weird, and I don't know, can we do it? We can do all things. We truly can do all things. And when we are filled with the knowledge, hear that. You might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Isn't that wonderful? You just can't beat it. It's just so sweet. So sweet. My God. I tell you, it's just enough to make you jump and shout. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy. Second Timothy 1:7. I like the NIV for this time. For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but give us power, love, and self. Hallelujah. You're familiar with this, probably. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Amen. God is good, my brothers. We cannot get around the business. Everything we want to know or hope. It's in the Word. It's in the Word. It is just so sweet to see how God allowed us to have everything we need. And from his Word, we can learn. You know, some may be going through some challenges on the job, at home, but we speak shalom. And this is one of the reasons why I read number 6. This is a prayer that God told God spoke unto Aaron and said, God spoke unto Aaron and to his son, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them. Now, this is a prayer that God has said, and it's not just the children of Israel, to be said over his children. And if we really understood what it meant, it would take some time to really grasp this. But it's a powerful phrase. And years ago, it just on my heart. I just couldn't get it out of my mind. So much so that you ever called my number, this is the prayer that you will hear. And one word in particular, without going through the whole, our King James says peace. But in the original scripture, it's shalom. And if you just look that word up, or look this prayer up from Numbers 6, 24 through 25, and ask for from Hebrew to English. You'll be surprised what you learn. Amen. But let's listen to it and see it from the standpoint of God saying to pray. So Aaron and Spence, the greatest over the children of Israel. God said, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. No irritation. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. That is good. Numbers 6, 24-25. I'd like to take a moment now to invite you to service with Gathering the Harvest Ministry. And we're at 1519 Hamilton Road every Sunday at 3 o'clock. We would just be so delighted for you to come and worship with us. Every third Wednesday, we have what we call our fellowship tonight. And churches that come together. And all we do is just worship the Lord. And we're encouraging each other to stay focused. Just stay empowered and doing the will and the work of God. That's what we do when we get there. We just worship the Lord. And we have pastors to come in and preach. Hallelujah. And we have not been disappointed. Oh, we have not been disappointed. And we can't be disappointed. And the first of the year, Gathering the Harvest, will every will begin to have pastors to come in, especially the younger ones in the ministry, and allow them to have an opportunity to preach. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, June 1:24. Shumba the Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling, from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power. And forever. June 1:24. Hallelujah. June 25. He's able. God loves you. Stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah. Have a blessed weekend. Have a blessed week. Until we meet again at the appointed place, at the appointed time. Stay in his presence. Know God loves you. Go with me. And again, the address is 1519 Camilton Road, Southwest Atlanta, 30311. God bless.